It's been at least since the late 90s that the Colorado River has reached the Gulf of California. And at that time, both reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell, were essentially full. And in fact, the water demands were less than they are today. That combination of factors was allowing the Colorado River to pretty much routinely reach the Delta, or the Colorado, where it enters the Gulf of California.
This pulse flow that's sending water back into the Delta, was that triggered because there's enough water in the system right now to release some?
About 10 years of negotiation went into the engineered pulse flow. It's not actually the best time to do it from a water supply point of view, but it is an opportune time to do it because all the parties came together. And when you look at the volume of water we're talking about, it's really about 1% of the average long-term annual flow of the Colorado River system. So in terms of supply, it's a very small volume. Politically, it's a very difficult time to do this when most of the state in California is under drought conditions, and the storage levels in Lake Powell and Lake Mead are below 50%. So it's not that we have surplus water as we did in the late 90s. It's that we have the political will and the legal wherewithal through an amendment or a interpretation of the Colorado River Compact and treaties that allow us to do this at this time.
The river's actual reconnection with the Gulf isn't expected to carry ecological benefits. Why is this significant?
It's significant both culturally for the peoples that live along it, physically because of some of the habitat. And I'm not sure that we really know what the impacts are to the ecology of the Gulf of California. Some people believe that the nutrients and the materials that came down with the Colorado River through spring peaks historically provided quite a benefit. There was quite a commercial fishery in the Gulf of California, which is no longer viable today. Really, the benefits that we're gaining here today by reconnecting only temporarily the Colorado River with the sea, it's unknown.
You were there when the pulse flow was first released on the border of Arizona and Mexico. Describe that experience.
It was quite a festive time. People got to see dry riverbeds all of a sudden turn back into a river, kids swimming, you know, people celebrating along the river. So it was quite an event, and I was just really buoyed by the whole experience and in seeing what can occur when people get together and really try to overcome a pretty difficult situation.